Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Worship the King, all glorious above. To the only God our Savior be glory, majesty, power, and authority, through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. Jude 25. If you received an invitation requesting your presence at the White House, chances are high that your initial excitement would soon dissolve into a mixture of fear, wonder, and curiosity. Fear at the power of the office holder. Wonder over the grandeur of his office. Curiosity about why you were invited. Attitudes change when God is in view. Thomas Manton describes the attitude of a Christian confronted with the greatness of God. Walk with Thomas Manton, an English Puritan preacher and Bible commentator in the 1600s. It is a comfort to the soul to consider God's glory, majesty, dominion, and power, for this is the ground of our respect to Him and that which encourages us in our service. We need not be ashamed to serve Him to whom glory and power and majesty and dominion belong. It heartens us against dangers. Surely the great and glorious God will bear us out in His work. It increases our awe and reverence. To whom should we go in our necessities but to Him who has dominion over all things and power to dispose of them for the glory of His majesty? God is glorious and will maintain the honor of His name and the truth of His promises. When we are dismayed by earthly rulers, it is a relief to think of God's majesty, in comparison to which all earthly grandeur is but the dream of a shadow. Today's New Testament reading is Jude verses 17 through 25.
But dear friends, remember what the apostle of our Lord Jesus Christ foretold. They said to you, in the last times, there will be scoffers who will follow their own ungodly desires. These are the people who divide you, who follow mere natural instincts and do not have the Spirit. But you, dear friends, by building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. Be merciful to those who doubt. Save others by snatching them from the fire. To others show mercy mixed with fear, hating even the clothing stained by corrupted flesh. To Him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before His glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God our Savior be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen.
If the thought of standing before your nation's president or prime minister causes your pulse to quicken and your vision to sharpen, how much more should standing before the omnipotent God of creation? He is able to keep you from falling and to present you before His glorious presence without fault and with great joy. Jude 24. And in addition to all the reasons Thomas Manton has suggested for glorifying God, that's one more good reason to live for Him.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.